Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hey Maggie, who have you got on the phone over there?
I've only got Honor, the radio vet. Good afternoon, Honor.
Good afternoon, Honor.
Hello Maggie, hello Kelvin, how are you?
Oh, we're both fine, thank you, and you?
Good, yes, all lovely, thank you very much.
Well, that's good. What have you been up to, lambing and calving and...
Oh yes, everything's a bit busy at the moment. There's lots of lambs are just starting up and people are very busy calving at the moment. So there's lots of lovely newborn beasties running around on the island.
There are. We saw some black ones at Shelfleet, little tiny weeny ones.
Yes, I think they're... I'm going to put myself on the line here. I think they're Hebrideans.
Oh, right.
Yes.
They're very cute, whatever they are.
They're very cute. They're probably quite wild and speedy.
Oh, right.
talking of having young furry animals running around at speed, you need to keep your dogs under control, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, this time of the year, it's so important that people kind of really are very aware of, you know, there might be some sheep in a field around the corner. So do please keep your dogs on a lead.
Yes.
It is absolutely devastating, the consequences.
Oh, I bet.
You know, not only if they, obviously, they get a lamb, but, you know, you've got a lot of very, very heavily pregnant ewes around at the moment. And if they get chased around, often they will not only lose their lambs, but the stress of it all can, you know, cause them to have a heart attack and die.
Oh, dear. We don't want
that, do we?
Yeah,
no, really, really terrible. Yeah, so we'd sometimes, well, I say sometimes, every year we have issues with sheep worrying,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yes.
You know, some are outright bitten and attacked, but
yes,
often it's you get other deaths within a group because of the stress of it all.
Yeah, I bet. So even if you've got the most calm dog who never chases anything, if it sees lambs and stuff running around, it's going to set off, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think, you know, even the very best dog ever, the temptation sometimes is just a bit too much.
Yes.
So I would just say do not risk it. Keep them on a lead if you're anywhere near farmland at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And whilst we're on the subject of dogs, we've got a big festival coming up, haven't we?
Yes. Easter chocolate.
Yeah.
Yum. Hot cross buns.
Oh, yes. Delicious. And they shouldn't have any of that, should they?
No, sadly not.
What does it do to them, or don't you want to say?
We don't want them eating. So chocolate, I think most people are very aware of. Chocolate and dogs do not go together.
No.
It can make them very, very ill.
So does that mean they have to have the charcoal make you throw
we
up?
Generally, we make them sick first.
Yes.
And raisins and sultanas and stuff in hot cross buns and simnel cakes. They're also very dangerous to dogs.
But they're very tempting, aren't they?
Very tempting, yeah. So please don't let them get at them. Obviously, keep them away from your dogs. And if any of your dogs do end up eating, you know, raiding the Easter egg cupboard or stealing a load of hot cross buns, do you just give your vets a ring and bring your animal in?
Yes.
Because we will more often than not want to make them sick and treat them. It's not really worth the risk, to be honest.
It's fun being a vet, isn't it? Let's make a dog sick.
We have some excellent drugs that make them sick.
Honor loves her work.
I know, it's all bodily fluids. And
does the same or similar apply to cats? I know they're not generally so greedy in those cases.
It does. They generally, to be honest, don't seem to... We'll go with quite have the mentality of dogs when it comes to eating things they probably shouldn't.
Mm.
They tend to be a little bit more sensible, should we say.
Yes, that's because they're so aloof, isn't it? Yes.
Well, they are. They are very much their own person or
yes,
cat. Yes.
Definitely, yes. So what else should people be looking out for in spring or summer with their dogs and cats?
I mean, we do sometimes have animals that have eaten flower bulbs.
Really?
Yeah.
What, dafts and things?
Daffodils, irises.
Really?
Yep, can cause some very upset tummies.
Oh dear.
So do be a little bit careful with that.
Yeah.
Do
they just upset the tummy, or could they be?
You get upset tummies. You can get some irritation inside the mouth as well.
Oh dear.
So sometimes you can see some inflammation, and they're very, very drooly with it. So you know, if you do have. It's often young dogs, weirdly, I think, often who are, you know, puppies and stuff who are out exploring.
Yes, experimenting.
And who will eat, and who will eat everything.
Yes.
Because it's the way they learn.
Yes. I'm not going to do that again. Yeah.
well, no, they probably will. who end up eating these things. And, I mean, as a general rule, it is just a case of getting it out of them. So, again,
yes.
More vomiting.
Oh, dear.
Dealing with any sort of secondary effects that it might have. But, it's just being kind of aware of some of these things and the old things of, you know, chocolate and raisins and
yes.
grapes and that
yes.
sort of thing. Yeah.
So with the weather hopefully improving, people are going to be tempted to get their barbecues out, aren't they?
Well, maybe, yeah. If it holds, if we do finally come out of what feels like a very long grey winter, yes, it may well be barbecue time, and all of the delicious delights that are associated with barbecue,
like sweet corn.
Oh, corn on the cob.
Yes.
Yeah, corn on the cob's an old favourite.
Yes.
We remove the middle of corn on the cobs from multiple dogs every year.
Really?
So that kind of very fibrous core that you get isn't digestible at all and is the perfect width just to plug up a dog's intestine.
I bet it is. Can it be retrieved from the mouth, or does it involve an operation?
Generally not. Generally it's surgery, unfortunately.
Oh dear. Yeah.
So, yep. Poorly dog and large bill.
Yes, well, it can be, you know, hopefully a recovering dog.
Yes.
But yes, I think probably much cheaper just to keep them out of the way of your dog.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, avoid the problem at all.
If the grey weather continues, there probably won't be a problem with barbecues, but let's hope it doesn't.
Well, let's hope the weather continues, but the barbecue problems don't.
Yes, we don't want barbecue problems, do we?
We don't want barbecue problems, no.
There's also things like cocktail sticks that people
cocktail
put in.
Sticks. Well, yeah, cocktail yes. sticks and actual skewers. There's always tales of dogs who have eaten long skewers that then do need sometimes quite spectacular sorts of surgery.
I bet they do, yeah.
End up going all sorts of places that
they shouldn't go.
No.
Yes. Causing all sorts of pain, yes.
Causing all sorts of pain and all sorts of problems.
Yes.
So people being kind of just a bit careful with that.
We don't want all these.
No, we don't. I mean, it is luckily pretty rare for animals to do that, but it happens. It does happen,
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those kind of freak accident things.
It tends
to occur, yes.
So if someone, say, is over here on holiday over Easter or whatever,
yeah.
and they have a problem with their animal, I know all the vets on the island are very busy, but they should be able to fit you in an emergency, shouldn't they?
Yeah, no, all the vets, you know, if people are over on holiday, certainly, and you have an emergency, we will always see emergencies, whether people are registered with us or not. It is a holiday island, and so
yes.
we all see our fair share of different practices around the island of holiday makers throughout the year.
Oh, that's good.
So
yeah.
Basically, if in doubt, if you've got any worries at all, ring a vet,
yes,
whatever one that you can get the answer from, that'll be fine.
Yep. A vet, any of us around the island will be more than happy to help people.
Good, that's good to know, isn't it?
It is good to know. Thank you very much for being there for us, Anna.
Not at all. Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes, hopefully we'll catch up, maybe in the studio soon.
Yes, that'd be good.
You never know.
You never know.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.